This is Dr. Ali dictating history physical.
He was
patient name.
It is offered.
Hengi Mile, H-E-N-G-E-M-I-H-L-E, Hengi Mile, Mary Frances. Date of service 5/23/2023. Date of birth for this patient is 8/31/1936. Place Frankwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. History of present illness. This is a 86-year-old female. She was admitted to the hospital. She has a known history of hypertension, sick sinus syndrome, AFib and allocase. She has a mechanical fall in the kitchen and she's hit her head. She developed large right periorbital hematoma. CT scan showed small paraphalcine subdural hematoma. Neurosurgery was consulted. Patient was admitted to the neurosurgery IMC. She was taken. She was given Kcentra for AC reversal. Capra 500 mg BAD was started for 7 days for seizure prophylaxis because of head trauma. ENT consulted because of right frontal process of maxilla, non-displaced fracture. No surgical intervention advised. They repeat 6-hour CT scan demonstrated increased interventricular blood product, stable size of ventricle system, otherwise stable multi-compartment SDH and SAH, intracranial hemorrhage, stable. Repeat 12-hour CT scan, were stable, she was transferred to medical floor. Patient was managed on medical floor, PTOT done, and she was sent to rehab.
I'm not Samantha.
They recommended to hold allocus till June the 7th and follow by Dr. Mukherjee, an outpatient, on June the 7th. Today when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness. She has a big bruise on the right periorbital area, swelling, ecchymosis, but she denies headache, dizziness, cough, congestion. She says she feeling good. Past medical history, hypertension, number 2, hyperlipidemia, number 3, AFib, was an allocase at home, 6, sinus syndrome, and she has a recent head trauma with the far and right periorbital hematoma and right maxilla non-displaced fracture recent due to recent fall. Allergy not known, review of system, no headache, no dizziness. Right periorbital hematoma, ecchymosis, also right anterior neck, some ecchymosis, throat, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, pulmonary, no cough, GI, no amtindaria, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 650, Q4 hour PR and Colace 100 mg BAD, Capra 500 mg twice a day for 3 days, Nifedipine XL 30 mg daily, Miralax 17 gram daily. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, time 3, cooperative.
Yes, he's calling to complain. 26.
Blood pressure is 128/84. Pulse 58. Temperature 97.3. Respiration 16. Pulse ox 98%. Head, she does have a right periorbital significant ecchymosis and hematoma. Also, anterior right side of neck, she has ecchymosis. Eyes anectaric. No ENS discharge. Neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2, abdomen soft, not tender, balls on positive, extremities, face edema, no cough, tenderness. Neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented M3. Lab done, and our rehab. Today, sodium 139, potassium 3.8, cholesterol 108/24. BUN 16, CAN 0.9, WBC 9.5, hemoglobin 7.8, mercury 25.5. Assessment, peak is admitted. Status post file.
Chalk.
Resulting intracranial hemorrhage.
So, Dr. Kuhn, I just checked Mr. Weiss.
Number two, right frontal process of maxilla non displaced fracture.
Who do I send the report to?
Number three,
doctor that's taking care of him?
History of AFib, currently allocus will be put on hold till June the 6th. History of sick sinus syndrome.
Chuck.
History of hypertension.
Okay.
Plan of care will continue all the current medication, follow up lab electrolytes, and monitor CBC and fall percussion. Thank you.
That's right.